And that takes us to 11B. So consideration of a resolution opposing proposals by the state to borrow and/or take additional local funding. Steve, did you want to kick this one off?
Yeah, I'll just give a quick overview, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. The governor's office has notified representatives from the League of California Cities regarding a proposal being considered by the state that would pull the trigger on provisions of Proposition 1A and borrow money from the cities if the measures on the May 19th ballot are not approved. This could cost, we calculated, the city over $500,000, which would be devastating considering the cuts that we've already made for next fiscal year. The League of California Cities has requested cities throughout the state to propose and approve resolutions indicating that the proposal could require the city to declare a state of local fiscal hardship. We also sent out to council a revised resolution on Friday, which had some additional language that had been requested by the League of California Cities. And staff respectfully recommends the council approve the resolution. But I also wanted to mention that the Mayor Farrar has actually been most involved in this item, and I think the mayor might want to add some information.
I don't want to add anything to that, but for the benefit of our public, those that are here this evening and also those who are watching on the government channel, I think that it's very important for local communities to understand the full ramifications of what could happen. And so I want to take just a moment. I don't normally do this, but I want to take just a moment and read the text of this resolution, and I think it's very important. I'm assuming that we have a lot of young people in the audience tonight that you're here because someone who instructs you said you probably should be here and take notes. This is one good thing, I think, to take notes on, and it's certainly something for our community at large to note. We've never been in a situation like this, and I want to make sure that everybody understands just how crucial it is and could be. So I'm going to read this resolution. This is a resolution of the City Council of the City of Arroyo Grande opposing proposals by the state to borrow and or take additional local funding, potentially resulting in the need to declare a local fiscal emergency for the city. Whereas the governor's office has informed local government representatives of a proposal under consideration by the state of California to borrow local property tax revenues to address state budget deficits if voters do not approve Propositions 1A through 1E at the May 19, 2009 statewide election. And whereas voters of California approved Proposition 1A in 2004 by an 84% margin, which sent a clear message to the governor and the state legislature to stop the irresponsible, damaging, and unfair practice of taking local government funds to finance the state budget. And whereas Proposition 1A prohibits the state legislature from reducing the share of property tax revenues going to cities, counties, and special districts in any county and shifting those revenues to the schools or any other non-local government function, but allows borrowing of not more than 8% of the total amount ad valorem property tax revenues for a three-year period. And whereas the State Department of Finance has estimated this amount to equal $2.006 billion, and whereas it would be irresponsible to borrow such funds because it would deepen the state's structural deficit and cripple local government and transportation services, a position previously expressed by the governor. And whereas as a result of the current economic recession, the City Council of the City of Arroyo Grande has recently approved preliminary budget strategies to address projected budget shortfalls of nearly $2 million that significantly impact the city's ability to provide public safety, infrastructure maintenance, and other critical services to the community. And whereas any further diversion of property, sales, or other local government tax revenues under the Prop 1A loan provisions will further impact the ability of the city, as well as other local agencies throughout California, to fund police, fire, and other critical services, and therefore will significantly impact the health, safety, and welfare of our citizens. And whereas any Any such further diversion of local tax revenues has the potential to cause the city of Arroyo Grande and other cities and agencies throughout California to face unprecedented levels of financial hardship and possibly even insolvency. Given the amount of budget reductions that the city and other agencies have already had to approve in order to respond to the impacts of the economic recession on existing revenues. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City Council of the City of Arroyo Grande hereby opposes any and all efforts by the state to borrow or seize local tax funds to finance state operations. Such a move would be fiscally irresponsible for the state, would threaten to create a state of local fiscal emergency for cities and other agencies throughout California, and would strongly impact the ability to provide adequate public safety, infrastructure maintenance, and other critical local services. I think this speaks for itself, and I want to also note that we are not the only city that is taking this action. Other cities in Los Angeles, or in San Luis Obispo County, are taking action, as well as other counties in Northern and Southern California, all over the state. You are seeing this kind of participation in a higher level of advocacy, and we feel that it's absolutely vital that that we take this position. And it's also vital that our community fully understands the impact of what may happen if those propositions fail. And I also want to personally thank our city attorney, because he was largely responsible for drafting this, and when I submitted it to the League of Cities, they liked it so much that they passed it out as an alternative resolution. So two-year work went statewide once again. And so we want to thank you and then all the staff as well for getting this onto the agenda at last minute, Kelly. And so with that, I'll open it up for any discussion. Anybody want to chime in on this?
I don't have anything to add.
Okay. Well, I just want to say that for anybody in the audience here and at home that's been following along our meetings for the last year and a half, 2 years, realize that the city manager and his staff have just worked very, very hard to make ends meet during this fiscal, these tough times. Done such a great job that, and I don't want to minimize the fact that we did have to lay off two people, find people, but with only two layoffs, where some cities are laying off a lot more people than that. So if the state, if Sacramento were to take the funds from us, I don't know what would happen next, because we've trimmed, we've cut, and done everything we can to make ends meet, and it looks as if perhaps the propositions aren't all going to pass. And we can't have Sacramento taking our funds after all the hard work we've done, and what, you know, because of the negative effect it would have on us.
Okay. Once again, this is a key item for the council, and we typically allow public input. So I know you've been taking notes out there. Do anybody want to say anything? Okay. All right. Then we will close public comment on 11B. We'll bring this back, and I need a motion to approve the resolution.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we move a resolution of the City Council and City of Arroyo Grande opposing proposals by the state to borrow and or take additional local funding, potentially resulting in the need to declare a local fiscal hardship for the city.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Mayor Pro Tem Costello?
Yes.
Councilmember Guthrie?
Yes.
Councilmember Fellows?
Yes.
And Mayor Ferrara?
Yes. Thank you.